What's News? I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. We'll talk about how the government shutdown has affected the Coast Guard and its thousands of service members. First, here are some headlines. As expected, the Senate failed to pass two competing bills designed to reopen the government and end the more than month-long shutdown. The measures, one by President Trump and the other by Senate Democrats, each failed to gain the 60 votes necessary for passage. President Trump's proposal for spending more than $5 billion on a border wall failed by a 50-47 vote. The Democrats' stopgap measure to fund the government through February 8th also failed to get the needed 60 votes. The final tally was 52-44 in favor of advancing the bill. Six Republican senators crossed party lines to vote for the measure. A source says the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday subpoenaed President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen to appear before the panel. It comes a day after Mr. Cohen postponed testimony before a House committee, citing attacks by the president on his family. Mr. Cohen is now reportedly scheduled to testify before the Senate committee on February 12th. The subpoena, issued Thursday morning, came a day after the chairman of the House Oversight and Intelligence Committees issued a joint statement saying they expected Mr. Cohen to testify before their panels and that not doing so was never an option. Mr. Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison last month and is scheduled to begin serving his sentence on March 6th. Despite concerns that the continuing government shutdown will impact airline travel, the outlook isn't completely dire. American Airlines and Southwest Airlines both said they would likely grow their revenues in the first quarter, allaying concerns that the shutdown had crimped demand for air travel. Other airlines have made forecasts for lower or flat growth at the start of this year, including JetBlue, United Continental, and Delta Airlines. Still ahead, the government shutdown has the Coast Guard in rough seas. Hundreds of thousands of workers are set to miss a second paycheck this week because of the partial government shutdown. In the military, branches including the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force have been able to function despite the shutdown. But workers in another branch of the service, the Coast Guard, have been left out in the cold without a paycheck. Ben Kessling covers national security and veterans issues at the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us from Washington. All right, Ben, why is the Coast Guard adversely affected by the lack of a deal to fund the government?
The Coast Guard's funding comes from the Department of Homeland Security because it's the only military branch that doesn't fall under the Pentagon, and Department of Defense funding falls under Department of Homeland Security, and they are affected by the partial government shutdown. So right now, the active duty Coast Guard and civilians who work for the Coast Guard, active reserves, none of them are getting paid.
How many Coast Guard employees are going without a paycheck, both active duty and civilian?
So there's about 55,000 from active duty civilians, et cetera, who fall under the active component. They are the ones who are currently not getting paid. And we're going into the second week that civilians at the Coast Guard aren't getting paid, civilian employees. We won't hit the second round of paychecks for active duty Coast Guard until February 1st. But on February 1st, not only will the active duty Coast Guard members not be getting paid, but then retirees and beneficiaries will also be hit. That's about 50,000 more people.
So we're talking about 100,000 people overall or more.
That's about right.
Are these active duty workers, are they furloughed or are they working without pay?
No, they are working without pay. And the Coast Guard Commandant and the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard have been out on Twitter and sending messages to the force. And they've been out on Capitol Hill reminding the public that the men and women of the Coast Guard are not sitting at home during this. They are working every day and not getting paid while they do that.
Yes, as you say, you know, the Coast Guard has been very angry and vocal about the shutdown. Its head, Admiral Carl Schultz, has tweeted his frustration to Coast Guard members. Now, wasn't there recently a tentative deal between the White House and Senate to move forward with a bill to at least pay active duty Coast Guard members?
So the actual nuts and bolts of the deal that was worked out is kind of vague, but my understanding of it and from talking with folks on the Hill about it is the White House and the Senate came to a sort of a tentative agreement that the White House would sign legislation if it came across President Trump's desk to pay for the active duty Coast Guard. But then as the quote-unquote kinks, as one legislator told me, the kinks are being worked out of the legislation, then there were questions of whether or not civilians get paid, whether folks who are reservists but are currently doing an active duty job get paid. Everything got bogged down in those negotiations, and nobody could agree on anything besides the fact that, well, we should be paying active duty. But because that's the only thing people could agree on, there was no way to get a bill to push through the legislature. So what we end up with is no deal at all, and the Coast Guard is still waiting for a paycheck, and there's no clear legislation on the horizon.
Ben, talk about the hardships that Coast Guard workers have been enduring because of the shutdown.
There's multiple reports of Coast Guard men and women having to go to food banks to get supplies while they wait for these paychecks. The Coast Guard has an increase in the number of people who are requesting the permission to take jobs outside of uniform service. A member of the Coast Guard has to get permission to take a second job. The Coast Guard is fielding more of those requests and granting more of those permissions. So you have food banks, you have second jobs, and you have relief societies set up through the Coast Guard or through veterans organizations like the American Legion, who are dispensing money through grants and relief programs.
That's right. You write that the American Legion over the weekend said it had distributed more than $500,000 in relief funds to Coast Guard families and had called for donations to process more than 1,000 remaining requests.
Right. And that number is up to nearly $600,000 by Wednesday of this week.
Looking back a bit, before the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, I believe back in 2003, under what agency was the Coast Guard included? Was it the Department of Transportation?
Yeah, but it's always been considered a branch of the military, and this is something that can be lost if you don't follow the military and where the funding comes from at all times. But the Coast Guard is a branch of the armed forces. Coast Guard men and women, when they get out of the Coast Guard, are able to use Department of Veterans Affairs facilities. They are considered uniformed service members, and this is one of the things that Admiral Carl Schultz, the Commandant of the Coast Guard, has made clear in his messages to people, is to remind the American public, to remind lawmakers in the White House, that the men and women of the Coast Guard are part of the military, and essentially saying if any other branch of the military was not getting paid right now, we'd be hearing more about it. But for some reason, the Coast Guard is being overlooked. And as one representative on the Hill told me when I was asking about what's happening with funding for the Coast Guard, he said the Coast Guard has fallen into a black hole, and nobody's really able to get this pay thing pushed through for them. And when things have devolved into a fight that they can't decide anything, then the Coast Guard just becomes sidelined in the broader discussions to open the government. So they're just still waiting.
It's really a shame because of the way they're categorized, they've fallen into this black hole.
Correct. But there is talk. Lawmakers have spoke with me about the need to think about a way to make sure that this doesn't happen in the future. If shutdowns and this kind of brinksmanship by the Republican and Democratic parties that leads to government shutdowns is the way of the future and something we're always going to have to deal with, lawmakers have said we probably need to address some concerns if this is a new norm to make sure that this doesn't happen to folks like the Coast Guard and to other really essential parts of the machinery that keeps the country safe and is conducting missions abroad.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Kessling joining us from Washington. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.